Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on grace versus the law was recorded at our 2010 Minneapolis Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
Let me just ask you this. If you kill somebody and an audible voice out of heaven says, "What have you done?" They wouldn't have to arrest most of you. You'd die on the spot. You'd die of a heart attack. For Cain just to put his hands behind his back and say, "I don't know where Abel is. Am I my brother's keeper?" That familiarity reveals a lot. It shows that he was not surprised. It wasn't abnormal or unusual to hear the audible voice of God. God was talking to Cain and Abel all of the time. And they were now grown men. They were in their 30s. This is over 30 years after sin had entered the world. And here's God still talking in an audible voice with people. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to take the time, but if you want to follow it, God was still talking with people up until the time that the law was given. And when Moses went up to the mountain before he received the law, there came an audible voice. And when the people heard it, they were so afraid, they cried out to Moses and says, "Don't let God talk to us. He's holy. We're unholy. We'll die in his presence." And Moses had to take God's word and says, "The people can't stand your voice. They can't stand this." God was once again wanting to draw the entire nation of Israel back into this intimacy that he started man with. And Israel said, "No, we can't stand it. Don't let God talk to us." And so God gave the law instead. It wasn't God's first will to give the law. He could have given the law to Adam and Eve. They were used to having him talk to them in an audible voice. It wouldn't have surprised them. They were used to all of this. And yet God didn't give the law to them. He waited nearly 2,000 years before he gave the law. That says a lot right there. It shows you that it wasn't his first thing. God was willing to extend mercy towards people. As a matter of fact, Cain, after God found out that Cain had killed his brother, the Lord rebuked him for it. There were still consequences to his actions, but God wasn't going to withdraw from him. God didn't punish him. Instead, Cain said, "Man, every person who hears about this is going to seek to kill me." And so God put a mark on Cain. And he said, "If anybody touches Cain, I'll avenge his death 7 times. God protected the first murderer on the face of the earth. He extended mercy towards him and says, "If anybody comes against Cain, I'm going to avenge his death 7-fold. That is different than under the law. In the 15th chapter of the book of Numbers, you find the first person who ever broke the law. Once the law was given, This wasn't actually the Ten Commandments yet, but in the 15th chapter, they had already instituted the Sabbath, and they said that you couldn't do things on the Sabbath. And the very first person to violate that command, it was after the law. The law is Exodus chapter 20. This is Numbers chapter 15. And the very first person that broke one of those commandments about thou shalt not, you shall honor the Sabbath to keep it holy. The very first person who ever broke that is a man who went out and picked up sticks so that he could make a fire on the Sabbath day. And because he broke the law, somebody told on him. They told Moses about it. Moses put him in jail and held him until the Lord could give a ruling on what was to be done. And the visible presence of God appeared. An audible voice came out. I believe this is Numbers chapter 15, around verse 23. And it says, "You shall have no mercy. Let the people take up stones and kill the man." Because he picked up sticks to make a fire and cook some food on the Sabbath day. The very first person to violate the law was a person who picked up sticks, and you killed him. The very first person that ever really sinned after Adam and Eve was Cain, and he killed his brother, and God protected him. Can you tell that there's a difference in the way God dealt with people prior to the law and in the law? In the law, people's sins were held against them. There was no mercy. Before the law, God was dealing in mercy and not imputing people's sins unto them. But people took God's lack of punishment as approval. You know, there's a scripture, I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, where it says that they measuring themselves among themselves are, it's talking about how we compare ourselves among ourselves, we are not wise. And this is what people do. They constantly are looking around. Did you find that scripture? I could find it. Anyway, it's either 1 or 2 Corinthians chapter 10. But they, measuring themselves among themselves and comparing themselves, are not wise. And this is what we do. And because of it, we get the feeling like, I'm okay because this person, they got by with something. They didn't fall over dead, and so I'm going to get by with it. See, this same thing happened here in the 4th chapter of the book of Genesis. We just talked about how Cain killed his brother and God protected him. Look at this over in verse 23. It says, and Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah. Lamech was the first person to ever have more than one wife. Which again, Leviticus chapter 18 says that this is wrong, but he did it. And he said unto his wives, he says, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. This is old English wording here in the King James. What it means is he killed a man in self-defense. And so he felt like his killing a person was more justified than Cain's killing his brother, because that was just cold-blooded murder. And so he says if Cain got by with murder, then Lamech will get by with it 70 and seven times. In other words, what he did, he compared himself and he says, mine is more justifiable than his great-great-great-grandfather, Cain. And he says, if Cain was going to be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech will be avenged 70-fold. That wasn't true. God didn't say that. He was just supposing. He thought he was less deserving of judgment than Cain was. So he thought, Cain got by with murder, I'll get by with murder. And so people begin to compare themselves among themselves and measure themselves by themselves, and it wasn't wise, and it just began to start letting sin run rampant. And even though God did not want to punish us for our sins, he did not impute our sins unto us, and he could have done it with Adam and Eve, but instead he showed them mercy. He showed Cain mercy. He showed Lamech mercy, and on and on and on we could go with all of these people that he was showing mercy to. That was the nature of the Lord. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to be merciful to our sins. But he also is holy. There had to be a punishment for sin. He was going to send his son, but until his son could come, he had to do something to limit the amount of sin on the earth, because sin was destroying the human race. Even though God wasn't bringing it, it's what I call a vertical and a horizontal effect of sin. Even though God wasn't bringing his wrath and punishment upon sin, Satan was having inroad into our life every time we committed sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 16 says, know ye not that they whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. If you yield to sin, even if God isn't punishing that sin, Satan is taking advantage of your life because of that sin. He will come in and gain opportunity against you. So God wasn't bringing his wrath on sin prior to the law, but instead Satan was destroying the human race. Man's lifespan went from 969 years, Methuselah, down to during the time of Moses. Moses lived to be 120 years old, and he was an old, old man in his time. You know what was limiting the lifespan? It wasn't God. In Genesis chapter 6, the Lord says that man, my spirit will not always strive with man, yet the days of his life will be 120 years old. That wasn't a maximum, that was a minimum that God was giving times to people at that time. And then Moses came along in Psalms chapter 90 and said that a man's years will be 70 years. But that wasn't a maximum. That's a minimum that God allotted people, because their sins were giving Satan an inroad into the human race that they actually should have been dying quicker than that. And God in mercy says, I'm going to at least allot you 70 years. Now that's not a guarantee. You have to cooperate. You go out and kill yourself, you can die younger than 70 years. You can eat yourself to death. And there's other things that happen. But as an average, God has given us 70 years because of his grace, not because we deserved it. And you can prove that because Moses, the man who wrote Psalms chapter 90 and said that our years would be 70 years, Moses lived to be 120 years old. That wasn't a maximum, it was a minimum that God was giving. So God isn't the one that decreased our lifespan from nearly 1,000 years down to 120 at the time of Moses. It was man that was allowing sin to come in, and sin was destroying the human race. And if God hadn't have placed a limit on sin, done something to rein sin in, there literally would not have been a virgin left on the earth to have given birth to Jesus. Some of you think that that's an exaggeration, but it's really not. If you go back to Sodom and Gomorrah, every time I minister on this, somebody says, well, what about Sodom and Gomorrah? Wasn't that the wrath of God? Well, it was wrath on those individuals, yes, but on the human race, it was mercy.
That's right.
It was like having a cancer. You know, I've read some archaeological things about Sodom and Gomorrah, and I wouldn't say in a mixed crowd like this some of the things that they've discovered about Sodom and Gomorrah. They had statues to human body parts that they worshiped. Bestiality was the norm. Homosexuality, every person in the place was given over to homosexuality. It was vile, ungodly to the max. And it was like a cancer that if God hadn't have cut that out. Now see, in the new covenant, we can get born again and we can be changed and we can be delivered. People in the old covenant, you couldn't get born again. You couldn't cast the devil out of a person in the old covenant because Jesus hadn't come and given us that authority. And that's the reason that in the old covenant, he had people go in and kill the women and the children and the animals. People think, man, that's terrible. Well, it's because those people couldn't be delivered. They were given over to bestiality, demonic stuff. You couldn't get them set free. It was like a cancer. You just had to kill it. You had to cut it out. And so God had to literally destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And during the time of Noah, he killed all but 8 people. And some people say, well, isn't that the wrath of God? Well, yes, it was wrath on them. But on the human race as a whole, it's God doing surgery, trying to get rid of the cancer that was about to destroy the human race, and it was actually an act of mercy on us as a whole.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on Grace versus the Law. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Minneapolis Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM241C for CD or RM241D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to become a partner with Andrew Womack Ministries to help support this radio program and all of the other outreaches. You know, you could visit our website and learn a lot more about what's happening, but this ministry is impacting the world. There is much more than just this radio broadcast. We have a television program that reaches 2.2 billion people potential around the world. 15 Bible colleges. There's a lot of things happening. But you know, it takes a lot of money, especially when we give our materials away to those people who are in need. So if you've been blessed by this ministry and if you'd like to see it continue and be a blessing to someone else, please pray about partnership and then call us at 719-635-1111 and say you'd like to become a partner.